He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Alliance Stadium. It is Monday, May 4th, and today the Houston Texans held their annual golf classic to benefit the Houston Texans Foundation and the Houston Texans YMCA. Team consensus is that wide receiver Kevin Walter, kicker Chris Brown, and quarterback Matt Schaub are the best golfers on the team. Well, Kevin Walter is also known for having a lot of style, so he came dressed to impress in what he called his European outfit, and I'll let him explain more.
So the offseason is really when you guys get good at golf or improve. How's your golf game right now?
Golf game's getting better. I'll tell you what. You know, you don't get to play it one time during the year, but this is the time to do it because we have some time. And the great thing about it is we got a lot of guys on the team that compete, and we always kind of talk trash in the locker room, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, who's the best golfer?
I would like to say I am with Chris Brown. You know, Chris Brown's pretty good. I played with him the other day. You know, he shoots great. I don't know a kicker or a quarterback that can't play golf well.
Yeah, well, and Matt Schaub, I hear he's thrown in the mix as well.
Oh, yeah, Schaub. You got Dan Orlovsky, all those guys. Those are my golf buddies. And it's fun to go out there and talk trash with them and compete. But I'd say Chris Brown is probably our best player.
All right, we were talking about this earlier. You also have your own golf style, and that would be the outfit going on. Please explain.
Going for the European look today, you know, the Sergio Garcia look. You know, even Phil. Phil was wearing, in the first round last week, he was wearing the white pants, so going with the old European and white pants look today. Hopefully it's not too hot and I don't sweat through them because that would be pretty bad. But I'm glad to be out here. I'm going to enjoy myself.
All right. Now, did you pay much attention to the draft and what the Texans ended up getting?
Yeah, I definitely did. You know, Cushing, he's going to be solid. You know, we have the same agent talking with the guys over at Athletes First. And, you know, he's a solid guy. He works hard. He's definitely going to help us out. He's going to bring, you know, physical ability and his speed and everything. So I'm glad we got him. And I'm not too familiar with Connor Barwin. But all I know, he's a high motor guy and he's going to get after it.
What about two tight ends?
Two tight ends, yeah. That's going to help us out. We got a pretty good offense right now, but adding those guys, and I don't know too much about him, but I know Casey from hearing from him, he's athletic. You know, he plays numerous, a lot of positions. I guess if he would have stayed in school this year, he might have been the starting quarterback over at Rice. So, you know, he's definitely an athlete, and he's going to help us out.
And before teeing off, head coach Gary Kubiak stopped to talk to the media about how the Texans draft went and how he feels about the Dante Robinson situation. Here's a soundbite from him on the Texans draft class.
Well, I mentioned that the day after the draft. I think we have a weapon. You know, he's very talented. He can do a lot of things. You know how sharp the young man is, so we're never going to overload him mentally. I mentioned that he could play some fullback. We know he can play tight end, H-back. I think he could probably play receiver for us. He should be a great special teams player for us. So it's a great tool for us to, I guess, have some fun with, so to speak. But really looking forward to working with him. I know he can help our team.
As for Robinson, he said the Texans still are trying to work out his contract, and he remains hopeful that Robinson will be back with the Texans before OTAs kick off.
I have not talked to him in probably 3 weeks, so something like that. But I know our players are in contact with him continuously. As I've said all along, he told me I can count on him. So I'm counting on him. His teammates are counting on him. I wish he was here, but I understand the business, and we'll just keep working.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We got no